Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Sydney, New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas reporting on climate. This is the Southern Hemisphere. It's winter time. What is striking, Jeremy's reporting, is that the winter resembles the winter in New England, perhaps not as severe, but in the same direction, which is unusual, Jeremy tells me, for Australia. Jeremy, we have snow, we have cold, we have ice. We struggle through January, and by the time we get to March, we go, will this ever end? How is it for you these days?
G'day, John. Look, it is exactly the same. In fact, we have snow, we have ice, we are struggling to get through the days, and the temperatures overnight are dropping down to -5, which is around about 25 Fahrenheit. Now, this is incredibly unnatural for Australia because our winters typically, firstly, they stay above 0 degrees Celsius, so above 32 Fahrenheit. Two, we typically don't have ice in the morning because by the time we all wake up, the temperature is well above freezing or at least a couple of degrees, and the ice is starting to thaw and disappear. And three, we just normally don't get that much snow, especially not down here in southern Sydney in the lowlands, where over the last few weeks, we've been getting smatterings of snow. And a lot of this is very strange. It's very unusual. It wasn't exactly unexpected because about 4 weeks ago, the Bureau of Meteorology warned us that there was some very weird weather coming, courtesy of a high pressure system in the Pacific Ocean that was pushing the cold air back on land here. The Antarctic cooled down rapidly and then heated up again very, very quickly. A little of air that pushed the cold air into Australia. But John, honestly, we have New England temperature here in Sydney, and honestly, I can say we just don't like it.
Now, Jeremy, what kind of snow? We have, you know, the famous Alaska story is that the Eskimos and the Nanooks have about 50 words for snow. We have two. There's a dry, powdery snow, which is easy shoveling. And then there's the heavy, wet snow that's been rained on, so you can have ice levels inside. What does your snow look like?
I think I'd describe it as light, wet snow, believe it or not, John, because when it gets onto the ground, it does stay there for some time, for about half an hour, which is a long time here in Australia. But it isn't dry and powdery, which I've experienced before when I was in the United States. It is very much feels like a damp, sort of an icy kind of a feel, and then it tends to disappear quickly because our temperature rises back up again and melts it away. But the worst part is that after that, we typically do get another cold cycle, which actually turns it all back into ice. So the snow turns into water, back to ice, and then we have ice again on the ground. So I wish I could say it was fun, powdery snow, but really it's just this sort of damp, this light sort of annoying snow that you can't get out and do snow angels in, but it's just enough to say we've actually had snow.
This is La Nina year for you. What do the meteorologists say about snow and cold in Sydney? Is this the new normal or is this an outlier?
The meteorologists are hedging their bets a little bit. They are saying that this was expected. This is more of an outlier for this season, but they tend to come back with a long-term forecast to point out that El Nino is probably around the corner. So while it's an extreme weather season, El Nino is much more known to us now. We know what to expect, the very high temperatures, very dry temperatures. And basically they're telling us now that just, you know, suffer through the cold, suffer through what we could potentially have as a couple of weeks of deluging rain in the next 2 weeks, and then expect to go back to a normal but extreme weather pattern in El Nino. So that they are hedging their bets. They're saying it's weird, but we understand it, and we're going back to a weird normal. But at the same time, John, we were talking about this last year, that this winter was going to be very much a heavy rain winter. It was going to be fairly warm temperatures. But look at us now. We're talking about snow, about ice, and dry, dry cold. So honestly, we take it as it comes.
And Western Australia and Queensland, are they having a typical winter or unusual, the same as yours?
Theirs are a bit closer to typical insofar as the temperatures are a little bit warmer than here. But having said that, now the weather forecast for them over the next 2 weeks is they will get unusually high amounts of rain. And what I'm saying is that Western Australia in particular will get around about 60 millimetres, which is near 2.5 inches, which for Western Australia is not normal because Western Australia, you can imagine, much more of a desert region than anywhere else in Australia. Their winters tend to be dry. They'll get maybe, half an inch or maybe 15 millimeters here and there, very short spaces of time. But 60 millimeters a day over sustained days is what's being forecast next week is highly unusual. And that's actually driven by another weather pattern out in the Indian Ocean, which is pushed onshore by the Roaring Forties, which is at 40 latitude, a very high wind, pushing warmer, condensed, moist air into Western Australia, which is mixing with the colder air over the landmass and creating this perfect storm again for water, which then, of course, moves across the centre of Australia and up to Brisbane. So we miss it here in Sydney, which is unfortunate because it would warm us up, but their weather is just as balmy as the rest of us.
We have oil heating and natural gas. We have both. It's possible to do wood heating, but we don't do it here, but neighbors do. How is your heating handled in Sydney?
Predominantly now, John, most of our heating is electric. There are still some older homes that have the gas, but here in New South Wales, gas is being phased out. So new homes like the one I'm living in now, like our home here, has no gas because it's not connected. It's seen as an energy that's not clean, and part of the clean initiative is to get everyone to electricity. But having said that, this is an older region of Sydney, so you still have people who have the old wooden heaters, which the New South Wales government, true to, is trying to get rid of by offering people $500 to remove their wood heater and install an electric one. But the funny thing is, John, electric heaters are much more expensive to run, so people are holding on to those wood heaters. But it is really coming down to most of Australia in about 10 years, the theory is, will be powered by electricity, which means the heating will be powered by electricity, which you can imagine is very, very expensive.
And what powers the electricity generation? Is that coal or is that natural gas? What drives the electric plants?
It's all of the above. The primary still is natural coal, sorry. They call it a natural clean coal, basically, which is a coal that burns a lot cleaner than apparently the dirty coal. That's for most of our electricity generation. They do have gas turbines as well. We also have some hydro, and we do have some wind farms, especially just south of Sydney. So it is a mixture, but we are still very much on the fossil fuels and will be for some time.
And are your summers or winters where there's a demand, a spike in demand, are you at the edge of your electric capability? Do you have brownouts?
We do. In fact, there have been a few brownouts here in the last couple of months. And we're very lucky in that when we get brownouts, the way that our national grid is created, we actually have other stations and other power generation sources that kick in very quickly. So you see the lights maybe go up quickly, flicker, come down for a little bit, and then stay on. But other parts of Australia, South Australia, and certainly some parts of Queensland, especially in the summertime when the power draw is a lot higher, there's just no way to get enough electricity in there. So unfortunately, there are rolling blackouts sometimes in part of Australia, which is just terrible. So we are blessed here in southern Sydney. We're lucky, but honestly, John, yes, power is a big problem.
And Brisbane, how is it heated?
It's still predominantly on gas and electricity. It's sort of a mixture. The Queensland government at the moment is trying to follow the New South Wales government and actually remove the natural gas connections to the homes as well to try and make it more clean. But a lot of the heating up there is still natural gas and the old gas burner heaters. But also, too, they have the old oil burner heaters, too. I know some of my Queensland friends who still have the old oil tank on the side of the house that they can get oil pumped into that will then actually feed their heater as required. So it's kind of a mixture of a very old style of heating, but you can imagine Queensland being so warm, they tend not to use as much heating. So people who have oil heaters pretty much have that oil in there for a long, long time before they need refilling.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, reporting on the climate this year. Not a new pattern, an unusual year. We'll check it again next year this time. We're going to a very happy ending for our friend Molly and her friend Peggy. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.